This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. With 10 books to his name, John Smolens of Marquette is arguably one of the best-known writers from Michigan's Upper Peninsula. His books include Cold, Quarantine, and The Schoolmaster's Daughter. But his newest, Wolf's Mouth, has been listed as a 2017 Michigan Notable Book.
In short, this is a story about a man who served in the Italian army in World War II, and he was captured in the north of Africa, and along with thousands of other European soldiers were captured by the Allies in the latter years of the war. He was brought to the United States and placed in a POW camp, which happened to be in Autran, Michigan, which is about 30 miles from Marquette. Now, this is a work of fiction. However, these camps really did exist, and there was a camp in Autran. The name of this character is Francesco Giuseppe Verdi, and he narrates the story himself, and he tells it from later in life. He's in his late 70s, so he's looking back on really the previous half century of his life, going back to when he was a young man and brought to this very alien environment in the North Woods of Michigan. And once he's in the camp, which housed a little more than 200 men, there was a great deal of tension and conflict among the prisoners, not so much between the prisoners and the United States GIs who guarded them, but among the prisoners. And he eventually realizes that he is threatened by the German commandant, who really is the commanding officer of all the prisoners, who is very insistent that the men adhere to what I'll call a strict Nazi code. And his life is threatened as other soldiers' lives had been threatened. And he eventually escapes and he remains in the United States after the war. He changes his identity. He marries. He has a job. And for years, he just goes along as a quote unquote normal American. And then eventually his history catches up with him and people emerge who know who he really is. And that leads to incidents that cause him to rethink who he has been all along. Essentially, it's about a man who has to change his whole personality to survive.
I'm curious, too, about some of the historic roots, the POW camps and the UP. I understand, looking at numbers, that 425,000 POW camps in the United States, and more than 2,000 of those prisoners just kind of vanished.
That's true. You know, historians don't agree on much of anything, including facts, but those figures are the ones that I encountered most commonly. Somewhere between 2,000 and 2,200 men simply were unaccounted for. Some, I think, just fell through the bureaucratic cracks. They just somehow the paperwork got lost or something. But most of them somehow managed to not get sent back to their native country. Some of them did escape, as Francesco did, and managed to stay out of the POW camps. But others somehow just managed to not be sent back to where they came from. In my research, I encountered a number of articles that were published in the 40s, 50s, and even into the 60s, which were about incidents where men were suddenly found out to have been prisoners of war in one of these camps in the U.S. during the Second World War. And they suddenly, you know, they were married, they had jobs. In most cases, they were law-abiding citizens. And suddenly, somehow, they were found out. Somebody figured out who they were. And the U.S. government didn't quite know what to do with them. From what I read, there really wasn't a specific law on the books that said, this is what we do with men in this situation. They had been brought to the United States against their will. Many of them were married and had American wives, American children, so on and so forth. So there was not one way that they were dealt with. In many instances, they had to return to their native country, but they were allowed to rather quickly apply to return and apply for citizenship ultimately because they had families and careers and so forth.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Smolens talks about his upcoming novel, Out.
I published my first novel 30 years ago, which gives me pause, but it also means that, you know, it has allowed me time to produce a number of books, and I've been fortunate that some of them have been published. I've worked with various publishers, commercial publishers in New York and so forth. I feel extremely fortunate that now I'm working with Michigan State University Press. You know, books have a shelf life. Almost, you can almost say the shelf life is often not much longer than fresh vegetables. Books go out of print, and this is happening even more rapidly now that we're moving into a time when there are options to a physical book. There's ebooks, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I feel very fortunate not only to be working with Michigan State University Press, but the fact that they are willing to reissue books of mine that were published a number of years ago. This year, they have already reissued three titles, Cold and Firepoint, two books which are set here in the Upper Peninsula, and then a book which is set back in the Boston area where I grew up, which is called The Invisible World. And at the end of the year, they're going to publish another historical novel called The Anarchist. So many books go out of print, and there's never a hope of seeing them returned to being in print as, you know, physical books. So I feel really very fortunate that this is happening. It means that the books are also going to be available as ebooks and as audiobooks in
Nice.
The years to come. Yes.
So give us a little tease here. What is out?
Cold came out in 2001, and it is set here in the central part of the Upper Peninsula in the Marquette County area. And this new book is called Out. I call it a sort of sequel, because only one character from the previous book returns quite a bit later in his life. And the title Out comes from a local usage of the word. When I first moved up here, I taught at Michigan State for 11 years before coming up to Northern Michigan University. When I first got here, one of the words that people used in a different way was the word out. And it meant they were referring to someone who lived outside of Marquette. Now, Marquette is surrounded by the woods on one side and Lake Superior on the other side. And, you know, we have all the modern conveniences here, so on and so forth. But you only have to drive a handful of miles out into the woods, and things are very different. And there are people who choose to live, whether it's 6 or 16 miles out. They're not always completely off the grid, but they really are in a very different environment, and locals just refer to them as living out. So this is a story about a man who has chosen after many years to live out, and there is yet again another fierce blizzard, which there was one in Cold. And during one night when his house is being battered by this blizzard, a number of people arrive who are seeking shelter.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with John Smolens, the author of Wolf's Mouth. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.